啊，我想弟兄姊妹都知道，这个周末啊，我们在主面前一同来交通信而顺服啊这个题目。
Now I believe all the brothers and sisters have come to the understanding that we've been sharing on trust and obey over this weekend.
礼拜五的晚上，我们讲到信心生活的重要。
Friday night we mentioned the importance of a life of faith.
其实呢，信心的生活也是一个见证。
Actually, this life of faith is also testimony.
当世人不信主的时候
，When the world does not believe on the world,
我们在这里见证，我们是相信神的。
Here we testify that we believe in Him.
当今天地上的教会在信心上面有缺欠的时候
，As the church in this world lacks in faith.
若是我们能活出一个无伪的信心，这是一个刚强的见证。
Now, if we can live out this sincere faith, this is a strong testimony.
顺服的生活也是一个见证。
Oh, so is obedient life.
在今天这个整个悖逆的时代里面
，This is a testimony in this perverse generation.
万有都处在一种背叛的光景中。
All things now live in rebellion.
当我们能顺服神的时候
，When we are able to obey God,
这是一个见证。
This is a testimony.
这个呢，不仅是能引进神的祝福。
This not only will usher in God's blessings,
也是让仇敌蒙羞的。
Will also put our enemy to shame.
因为在整个宇宙里面，撒旦是头一个背叛神。
Because in the whole universe, Satan is the very first one who rebelled against God.
所以我们如果做顺服的见证
，So if we can hold out this obedient testimony,
这是叫主得荣耀的。
This will certainly glorify our God.
也是叫仇敌蒙羞的。
And to put to shame our enemy.
所以我们不仅需要有信心。
So not only we need to have faith,
我们也需要有顺服。
We also need to have obedience.
那么今天下午呢
？Now this afternoon,
我们还要加上一个点。
We will add another point to this.
就是讲到听话。
That is to hear. Hear the voice.
相信神。
Believe in God.
顺服神。
Obey God.
听他的话。
And hear His voice.
就是今天教会在地上重要的。一个生活也是重要的一个见证。
This is a very important life and testimony of the church life in this world.
那么让我们先一同来读一点的圣经。
Let's now read a few passages in the Bible.
我们请弟兄姊妹先看撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第十五章。
Chapter 15.
撒母耳记上第十五章。
First Samuel.
第二十二节和二十三节
Verses 22 and 23、
哎、我们找到了中英文大家一起来读好不好
After you found the passage Let's read it together both in English and Chinese
撒母耳记上第十五章
First Samuel 15
二十二节
Verse 22
撒母耳说耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢听命胜于献祭顺从胜于公羊的脂油悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同你既厌弃耶和华的命令耶和华也厌弃你做王、啊、这是撒母耳对扫罗王说的话
This is what Samuel said to King Saul
这里有一句很重要的就是说听命胜于献祭
Here is one very important verse. To obey is better than sacrifice.
我们再看生命记。
Deuteronomy.
生命记。
The book of Deuteronomy.
第二十八章。
Chapter 28.
我们要从第一节读到十四节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 14.
因为这个比较长啊，我想这样好了，我们弟兄一节，姊妹一节啊。我们轮替着把它读一下
Because this is a long passage, let's do it this way. Brothers, we'll read one verse and sisters next.
弟兄们先来。
Brothers first, please.
生命记第二十八章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1.
你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的。他必使你超乎天下万民之上。 你在城里必蒙福，在田间也必蒙福。你的筐子和你的团面盆都必蒙福。仇敌起来攻击你，耶和华必使他们在你面前被你杀败。他们从一条路上来攻击你，必从七条路逃跑。你若谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，他必照着向你所起的誓立你做为自己的圣名。你在耶和华向你列祖起誓应许赐你的地上，他必使你身所生的、牲畜所下的、地所产的都绰绰有余。你若听从耶和华你神的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，谨守遵行，不偏左右，也不随从侍奉别神，耶和华就必使你作首不作尾，但居上不居下。那么在十五节这里啊，
In verse 15,
那我们也稍微读一下，一起来。
We read it also together.
你若不听从耶和华你神的话，不谨守遵行他一切诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，这以下的咒诅就必追随你，临到你身上。好，我们再看新约圣经。
In New Testament.
新约圣经第使徒行传第十三章。
Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传
Acts
使徒行传第十三章
Chapter
13第二十七节
Verse 27
耶路撒冷居住的人和他们的官长，因为不认识基督，也不明白每安息日所读众先知的书，就把基督定了死罪，这应验了先知的预言。那么这句话呢，中文呢并没有能把它翻译的清楚，就是犹太人呢，他每一个安息日在会堂里面读先知的书，但这里讲说呢，在先知的书背后呢有一个声音，他们没有听见。
The Chinese Bible's translation of this verse didn't do it quite well as English translation does. Here it tells us that as the Jews read this, the law on the prophets on Sabbath, there is this voice of the prophets.
我们再看马可福音第九章。
Mark chapter
9. 马可福音第九章。
Mark 9.
第九章第七节。
Verse 7.
有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，也有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。马可九章七节。
That's Mark 9:7.
最后呢，我们看一下希伯来书。
Lastly, we will read Hebrews.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
希伯来书第三章第十五节。
Verse 15, chapter 3 of Hebrews.
经上说，你们今若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。弟兄姊妹，我们都晓得，
Brothers and sisters, we all know this.
在基督徒的生活里面，读经的生活是很重要。
That in our Christian life, that reading your Bible is extremely important.
我想各处的教会里面都是鼓励神的儿女们要好好的读圣经。
I suppose in all the churches, we would encourage God's children to study God's word thoroughly.
不错，读圣经是非常重要的一件事情。
Indeed, reading Bible is extremely important.
但是我们要说，听神的话。比读经更重要。
But we have to say this, hearing the voice of God is more important than reading God's word.
或者说呢，我们读经的目的呢，就是为要听神的话。
Or to put it this way, the purpose of our reading the Bible is to hear His voice.
这个圣经呢，不是用来讲道用的。
This Bible is not used to preach only.
固然我们讲道，我们需要圣经。
Yes, when we preach, we do need the Bible.
但是呢，讲道也是要讲述神的话。
But preaching is to preach the word of God.
那么读经呢，也不是为着要来做圣经的学者。
Now, reading the Bible is not to become a Bible scholar.
这些都有点用处。
All these are beneficial to some point.
但是呢，这不是目的。
But this is not the goal.
读圣经最大的目的是要能听神的话。
The greatest goal of studying your Bible is to be able to hear His voice.
我们晓得今天在这个世界中有一种很矛盾的现象。
Now in this world there is this contradiction.
有人很用功读圣经。
Some people study the Bible,
但是却是不听神的话。
But they do not listen to God's voice.
我们晓得犹太人就是这样。
This is what happened to Jews.
犹太人他们就是用功读圣经的一代人。
Oh, they study seriously the Bible.
他比我们恐怕都用功。
They probably study harder than we do.
他们那些近前的犹太人呢，每天需要读六个钟头的圣经。
Those devout Jews had to spend 6 hours of studying the scripture each day.
他们也是非常近前的恭敬的在那里读。
And they studied it with much reverence.
我曾经跟你们讲过，他们读圣经，他们是这样摇着头读的。
Once I share with you that as they study the scripture, they would study it while nodding their head.
每天读六个钟头。
Every day they study 6 hours.
今天在基督徒中间呢。
Today among Christians.
恐怕只有少数敬虔爱主的弟兄姊妹能够每天读六个钟头。
Few of the very godly Christians who love the Lord would spend 6 hours in the Bible.
但是很可惜。
But it's quite a shame.
犹太人这么用功读神的话，却是不听神的话。
All these Jews, they study God's word so industrially, but they do not listen to the voice of God.
这实在是一个很大的矛盾。
And this is such a great contradiction here.
所以你看，在《使徒行传》第十三章那里。
So in Acts 13, as we read,
使徒保罗在那里指责这帮犹太人。
Apostle Paul rebuked all the Jews.
你们每个主日都在那里，每一个安息日都在那里诵读先知的书。
Every Sabbath, you would read the prophets.
但是呢，先知书后面有一个声音，你们没听见。
But behind all these books of the prophets, there is this voice which you did not hear.
所以你看见他们读神的话语的时候呢，他们听不见神话语背后的声音。
So you see, when they study God's word, they could not hear the voice behind these words.
那即使他们听见了呢，他们也不顺从。
Even though they heard the voice, they would not obey.
因为他们听不见这个声音。
Because they could not hear the voice.
所以基督来到他们中间呢，反而被他们杀了。
So when Christ came in their midst, they killed him.
所以你看见犹太人犯了严重的错误。
So you see, Jews made such a serious mistake here.
他们呢？这个神叫他们读神的话，他们认真的读神的话。
Now God told them to study the Bible seriously, which they did.
但读话的结果是什么呢？把基督杀了。
But what's the result of their all studying? They killed Christ.
这是一个很大的矛盾。
Isn't this a great contradiction?
弟兄姊妹们，这不仅是犹太人会犯的错误。
Brothers and sisters, not only Jews would make this kind of mistake.
今天基督徒也可能犯这个错误。
Today we as Christians also are possible to make the same mistake.
有很多人很用功的读圣经。
There are so many people who study the Bible so seriously.
但是却是不能听神的话，活在神的跟前。
But they could not hear the voice of God, and they could not live in His presence.
所以在我们基督徒的生活里面
，So in our Christian life,
听神的话是非常重要的。
Hearing the voice of God is extremely vital.
我想在旧约圣经里面
，In Old Testament,
这个听话的这种的吩咐啊，你从 全本旧约圣经到新约圣经，你可以找出恐怕上千次的经文。
You probably could find more than thousands of verses that would demand our hearing of the voice of God.
神不断的借着他的先知们大声的呼喊，借着他的仆人们大声呼喊，要听神的话，要听神的话，要听神的话。
God constantly cried out to ask us to hear the voice of God through the prophets, through His many servants.
我们都知道。人类所以堕落。
We all know this, the reason that why man fell.
最主要的原因就是不听神的话。
The most important reason is that we do not hear the voice of God.
所以当你读创世纪第三章的时候。
So as you read Genesis chapter 3.
你看神把亚当夏娃造出来之后就放在伊甸园里。
After God made Adam and Eve, he placed them in the Garden of Eden.
神就对他们说话。
And God spoke to them.
神说啊，园中树上各样的果子都可以吃。
God told them that among all the trees in the midst of the garden, you could eat.
唯独园当中有一棵树的果子是不能吃的。
Just one tree, you cannot eat of it.
啊，那么亚当夏娃有没有听见呢
？Did Adam and Eve hear God?
听见。
Yes, they did.
结果后来呢，我们晓得这个夏娃呢受到了引诱。
And then later we know that Eve was deceived.
她不听神的话。
So she did not hear the voice of God.
她听了魔鬼的话。
Instead, she heard the voice of Satan.
她就吃了那个分别三恶树的果。
And she ate of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
她也给亚当吃。
Not only did she eat it, she also gave it to Adam.
所以亚当因为爱妻子，所以也把它吃了。
Adam, because he loved his wife, so he ate it also.
所以呢？神就对亚当说
So God said to Adam,
你既听从妻子的话
Since you heard the voice of your wife,
所以呢弟兄姊妹在座很多做妻子的以后讲话小心
So all of you who are wives, be careful of your speech.
你要多用话劝勉鼓励你的丈夫多爱主这很好
You should encourage and exhort your husband to love the Lord with words
夏娃听了魔鬼的话
Now Eve heard the voice of
亚当听了妻子的话
And Adam heard his wife
也就是听了人的话
Or he heard man's word
弟兄姊妹们
Brother and
sisters 作为基督徒
As a Christian
你要听神的话
You have to hear the voice of God
你不是魔鬼的话当然不能听，对不对
？Of course, you do not hear the voice of devil.
但是人的话也不能听。
Neither should you hear the voice of man.
你必须要学会听神的话。
You have to learn to hear the voice of God.
我们可以看见亚当夏娃因为不听神的话所带下来的后果是多么的严重。
We now see how serious the result is when Adam and Eve did not hear the voice of God.
因为他们不听神的话。
Because they did not hear God.
所以呢，整个人类，整个宇宙。通通堕落。
So all mankind, all universe fell.
落入一个非常悲惨的光景。
Fell into such a miserable condition.
这个悲惨的光景一直延续到今天。
And this miserable condition continues until today.
弟兄姊妹们，你读人类的历史，整个是一个悲惨的历史。
Brothers and sisters, as you read man's history, this is simply a history of misery.
我想有些东西在我们今天的生活里面，我们就能感受得到。
And some of the miseries today, we can really sense it in our daily life.
这就是因为亚当夏娃没有听神的话。所产生的一个悲惨的一个结果。
This is all the tragic result of Adam and Eve not hearing the voice of God.
所以主就对他们，神就对他们说。
So God said to them.
你一个听了魔鬼的话。
One of you listened to the voice of.
一个听了人的话。
Devil, the other heard the voice of man.
他说地就要因你受咒诅。
So the ground was cursed because of you.
然后呢，你要终身劳苦。
All of your days you will labor.
汗流满面。
By the sweat of your face,
直到你归土
until you return to the dust.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天人活在地上一个悲惨的一种结果。
Brother and sister, this is such a tragic result of our living in this world.
那么这个悲惨的结果从哪里来的呢
？Where does this tragic result come from?
就是从亚当夏娃不听神的话而开始。
It comes from the very moment that Adam and Eve did not hear the voice of God.
所以这是一个很重要的原则。
So this is a very important principle.
一个基督徒活在地上。
A Christian while living in this world.
如果我们不能听主的话。
If he does not listen to the voice of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们会落在很可怕的一个情况的里面。
We will definitely fall into a horrible situation.
我们晓得历史上很多人说话。
We know that in the history of, in the history, so many people spoke.
有的人相信这些人所说的话，带来真是何等大的祸患和艰难。
And because some men believing into their words and all this boil down to tragedies.
那么在新约圣经里面
In New Testament,
有另外一个很好的例子
There is a very wonderful example
告诉我们当神的百姓能听神的话的时候
Which shows us that when God's people hear the voice of God
他们能逃脱一个很大的灾难
They would escape from a great tribulation
在路加福音第十九章
In Luke 19
当主耶稣最后进入耶路撒冷的时候
When the Lord was finally entered in Jerusalem
他看见耶路撒冷
He saw Jerusalem
因为主有属灵的眼光
Because the Lord had this spiritual eyes
他已经看见未来耶路撒冷所要遭的
He already
那大的 灾害
Foresaw the great tragedy that Jerusalem would endure.
所以主就为着耶路撒冷的光景呢，在那里哀哭。
So our Lord lamented over the situation of Jerusalem.
啊，在路加福音十九章那里说。
In Luke 19.
啊，四十二节说。
Verse 42.
巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。
If you had known, even you, especially in this day. The things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes.
因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四面困住你。
For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side.
并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因为你不知道这。不知道眷顾你的时候
and level you and your children within you to the ground and they will not leave in you one stone upon another because you did not know the time of your visitation
这是主耶稣要到耶路撒冷说看见那个城呢主的心里面就开始忧伤
This is how our Lord grieved within his heart as he entered the city and he saw Jerusalem
所以他就哀哭那么在那里说了这一段话
So he was weeping, lamenting, and he said this passage
弟兄姊妹当时门徒跟着他的
Brother and sister, you know at that time disciples followed the Lord
门徒们记得主所说的这个话
And remember what the Lord has said
到了马太福音二十四章的时候
When we come to Matthew 24
主又再一次预言
Once again our Lord prophesied
主说当你们看见耶路撒冷被围困的时候
The Lord said that when you see Jerusalem being sieged,
他说在城里面的人就要怎么样逃到犹太山上去。
Those who are in the city should flee to the mountain in Judah.
这句话呢是在主耶稣钉十字架之前主所说的。
This is the word that the Lord spoke before he was crucified.
但是我们晓得大概27年以后
we know that it's about 27 years later.
主后70年
in AD 70.
罗马的大将这个提多呢带着大军呢围困耶路撒冷
The Roman general Titus brought in a great army to besiege the city
当他正围困这个耶路撒冷的时候
While he besieged the city
他的爸爸呢就做了罗马的皇帝了
His father became the Roman emperor
所以他就从提多将军变成提多太子
So right away he became the prince of Titus instead of general Titus
那么在正在那个时候
Right at that time
在耶路撒冷城里面的教会
The church within Jerusalem
我们晓得主耶稣复活以后圣灵降临教会在耶路撒冷就产生了
We know this after the Lord was raised up and the Holy Spirit came upon all the disciples and the church was so brought forth
感谢主
We thank our Lord
当时这班门徒们他们不仅听见主的话他们也牢记主的话
Those disciples not only did they hear the voice of the Lord but also they remembered his word
所以当他们一看这个形势的时候
When they look around the situation
他们就想起了神的话
They now remember God's word
所以他们就带领在耶路撒冷城里面所有的基督徒通通跑到山上去
So the disciples led all the Christians within Jerusalem out into the mountains
所以后来呢这个罗马的这个太子提多呢就带领大军呢开始攻这个耶路撒冷
And at this time Prince Titus started to attack the city with his great army
结果把城破了
And the gates were
broken
因
为那个时候啊正是以色列百姓过节的时候
That just at the time when all God's children were holding feasts
据说有好几百万的人呢那时候在耶路撒冷城
It was said that millions of Jews were in it
那么罗马的大军进去之后就开始屠城杀害这个犹太人
After Roman soldiers went in, they started slaughtering all the people within.
后来从他们中间呢，俘虏了大概十万的犹太的青年。
They probably caught 100,000 young Jews within the city.
他们就把这些年轻人呢，把他俘虏到罗马去。
They just took captive all these young Jews into Rome.
就在罗马盖了那个罗马有名的斗兽场。
And they built this very famous arena in Rome.
Colosseum.
Colosseum.
那么我前不久到罗马去，我看那个那个看到那个斗兽场。
Not long ago, I went to Rome and I saw this Colosseum.
那就是在主后七十年的时候，那班被掳的犹太年轻人劳力，他们把它建起来。
It was built by all those captives, the young Jews, at AD 70. They labored so hard to build up the place.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在那一次大的屠城的这个情形里面
，In that great slaughtering,
没有一个基督徒被杀。
None of the Christians was killed.
因为他们记住主的话
，Because they remember the Lord's word.
他们听主的话
，They hear the voice of the Lord.
所以他们就逃到山上去了。
So they fled into the mountains.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是教会历史开始的时候给我们记载的一个美好的一个例子。
Brother and sister, this is such a wonderful being recorded in the beginning of the church history.
所以听神的话是多么重要的一件事情。
So how important it is to hear the voice of the Lord.
我们知道在新约圣经里面
，We know in the New Testament.
神给我们一个很简单的命令。
God gives us a very simple command.
那就是在马太福音十七章。
That's in Matthew 17.
那么在变化山上的时候，主对门徒说的。
That's what he said on the Mount of Transfiguration that he said to his disciples.
事实上我们天上的父亲说的。
Actually, this is spoken by our Heavenly Father.
在那个变化山上的时候。
On the Mount of Transfiguration.
啊，我们知道有以利亚跟摩西出现。
We know Elijah and Moses appeared.
那么后来呢，因为彼得在那里啊，这个高兴得不得了，说，主啊，我们搭三座棚啊。
The Peter was all of a sudden without himself. He said, Lord, let's make three tabernacles.
啊，神说不行，这个马上用云彩遮盖。
And God said no right away and overshadowed them with cloud.
这个时候就从云彩中间出来一个声音。
And out of the cloud came the voice.
说这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
我所喜悦的。
With whom I'm all pleased.
你们要听他。
Hear him.
所以在新约时代中。
So in the era of New Testament.
神给我们一个最简单的命令。
The most simple commandment that God gave us
就是你们要听他
is that you will hear him.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道神的心意就是神的儿子
We know that God's purpose is his son.
今天我们要遵行神的旨意
Now today we want to fulfill his purpose.
我们不是听人的
It's not that we should listen to the voice of man.
我们要听我们的主啊
Instead we need to listen to the voice of God. Only by listening to him you will not wrong.
你只有听他你才能达到神的目的
Only by hear him that you will fulfill God's purpose.
今天这个世界
In this world today,
充满太多的杂乱的声音
as full of all kinds of chaotic noise,
有魔鬼的声音
we have the voice of the devil,
有世界的声音
the voice of the world,
有人肉体的声音
the voice of man's flesh,
还有许许多多人的声音
as well as so many other men's voice.
就是我每天耳朵里面不知道听见多少的声音
Brothers and sisters, every day our ears have heard so many voices.
这些声音都会干扰我们
and all these services will intercept our
hearing. 作为神的儿女
as God's children,
你只能听一个声音
you can only hear one voice.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是全本圣经里面最重要的一个吩咐
This is the very most important charge in the whole Bible
最简单也是最清楚的一个吩咐
It's the most clear one and most simple one
这是我们属灵经历生活工作道路上面可以说最大的一个准则
And this is the greatest principle in our spiritual life experiences service
但是我们会发现
But then we find
这个最简单的命令
With this most simple command,
却是教会历史上面历世历代所有神的儿女失败最大的原因。
It's also the very biggest reason that throughout generations in church's history,
就是因为什么
God's people fail.
不听主的声音。
Because they do not listen to the voice of the Lord.
我们听从了传统的声音，听从了人的教导。
We listen to the voice of tradition, listen to man's doctrine.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
彼得那天在变化山上。
On that day on the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter
亲耳听见这个声音。
Himself heard the voice of the Lord.
啊，我们会看见后面彼得的所有的侍奉工作都以那个变化山上的那次的听见 作为准则。
Then we later find that all Peter's work and service is based upon what he heard, that very principle on the Mount of Transfiguration.
你会说你怎么知道的呢？
Then you would ask me, how did you know?
你看我们读彼得后书。
Now let's read 2 Peter.
弟兄姊妹，你要读彼得后书。
As you read 2 Peter.
彼得后书呢，我想第一章啊，第十七节和十八节。
Chapter 1, verses 17 and 18.
他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大的荣光中有声音出来，向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。”
For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.
我们同他在圣山上的时候，
and
亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
We heard this voice which came from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain.
所以你可以看见彼得在晚年的时候。
So you see at the old age of Peter.
他回忆他过去的一生。
As he reflected upon all his life.
他能在这里做见证说呢，影响他最大的一次经历就是变化山上。
He could testify that the greatest experience that affected him is the experience on the Mount of Transfiguration.
哦，我们都知道彼得的一生里面充满了很多奇妙的经历。
We all know that Peter's life is full of wonderful experiences.
很多其他门徒都没这个经历。
The experiences that no other disciples would experience.
他曾经呢去钓鱼，钓了个鱼，鱼嘴巴里面咬了块钱。
One time he went fishing, and out of the fish's mouth, a piece of a shekel.
这个彼得呢也曾经呢在水面上走过。
He even walked on the water.
我想。教会历史一直到今天，恐怕只有他一个人在水面上走过。
I suppose in the whole church history until today, only Peter did walk on the water.
那是多么奇妙的经历啊！
Oh, how wonderful experience this is!
五旬节，圣灵从天上降临。
On Pentecost, when Holy Spirit poured down from heaven.
彼得在那里。
Peter was there.
啊，彼得后来呢，就靠着这个能力起来传福音。
And by this power, he stood up to preach the gospel.
那个福音的果效惊人呢。
And that fruit.Of the preaching of the gospel is amazing.
3,000, 5,000
were saved.
然后后来我们看见了，他到了一个地步啊，他走在路上说，这个影子照着什么人呢、啊？什么人的病就好了。
And he came to such a point that when he was walking on the street, as his shadow was upon any person who is sick, that person would be made well.
然后又一次。祷告叫多加死了，叫死人复活，这不得了啊！
And one more time, he prayed for Dorcas, who was dead, and she was raised up.
彼得有这么多的一些奇妙的经历。
So Peter has so many wonderful experiences.
但是弟兄姊妹，没有一个经历能够占住他的心。
Oh, but brothers and sisters, none of the experiences would take up his heart.
而是在变化山上那次听见神从极大的荣光中所说的话，弟兄姊妹们，那个影响。
It is the very word that he heard on the Mount of Transfiguration in the excellent glory. That very word affects all his life.
也可以说呢，彼得呢，从变化山上开始之后呢，他就是靠着听神儿子的声音而生活的。
We could also say this: ever since he heard the voice on the Mount of Transfiguration, he lived.By the face of the, by the voice of God.
所以到晚年的时候，
so when he came to his old age,
他用这个劝勉神的百姓。
With this passage, he exhorted God's people.
因为他守住了神那个最简单的命令。
Because he held out the most simple principle.
听主的话。
That is to hear the voice of God, the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天在地上的生活。
As we live in this world.
听主的话是第一要紧的事情。
The voice of God is the first and the foremost important thing.
我有一个老师啊。
I have a teacher.
他是个声乐老师。
Who is a vocal teacher?
他曾经呢去意大利呢那个求学学声乐四十年。
He went to Italy to study and for about 40 years.
后来我有机会呢跟他这个学学唱歌。
And then it came to pass that I had this opportunity to learn to sing from him.
他有一天就跟我讲。
And one day he told me.
他说啊，你知道吗？很多人呢送那些歌剧的票给我，让我去听歌剧。
You know, so many people would give me the tickets to the operas.
他说，但是呢，我都不去。
But I would not go.
我 我说你为什么不去听呢
？Then I asked, why didn't you go?
免费的，不要钱的。
Well, since it is free.
你们知道听歌剧那个票很贵的。
You know, it's very expensive to get opera tickets.
他说为什么不去听呢
？Now why is you don't want to go?
他说我当年在意大利学声乐的时候。
Because when I was learning the music in Italy.
他说我的老师们，他们是真正学声乐的人，他们研究声乐很深。所以呢，他们曾经呢，那么发了几个音出来的。他说那个是在科学的仪器上面来测量的，叫做纯音。
My teachers, some of my teachers who were really scholars in vocal in that area, and they once they did sound out a few notes, and those notes are considered pure notes.According to the scientific apparatus.
他说现在我的耳朵里面呢还有几个纯音。
So within my ears, there are still few pure sounds.
他说呢我如果一听这些人呢这些人的音不纯呢他这么一唱啊会把我里面那个纯音影响。
Because all these people singing are not as pure, if I listen to them, that would certainly affect the pure sound in my mind.
所以他免费请我去听，我也不听。
So even though they would invite me to go over to listen to them free, no, I don't want to go.
哎呀，那天我听到他这样讲，我心里很受感动啊。
On that day when I heard him saying this, I was so touched in my heart.
我说一个地上一个人学声乐研究音乐，他尚且这么样的一个执着。
Now, in this world, with a person who is just learning music, and he is so steadfast to what he has learned.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在变化山上。
On the Mount of Transfiguration.
彼得的耳朵也听见一个纯音。
Now, Peter's ears also heard this pure voice.
这是从天上来的声音。
Which came from heaven.
所以彼得在地上跟随主，别的都不要听了。
Therefore, as Peter followed the Lord, he listened none of the other voices.
神所说这个声音在神面前侍奉。
He simply followed a God according to the voice which he heard.
感谢主，一直到他年老的时候。
All this way until he reached old age.
彼得后书的时候。
When he wrote Second Peter.
这个声音还在他的耳中啊。
The voice continued to linger in his ears.
他没有因为经过那么大的这些神迹，经过那么多奇妙的经历，经过那么多轰轰烈烈的事情呢，就把这个忘记。
He never.Forget this voice, even though he had gone through all those eventful, amazing, wonderful experiences.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们属灵的道路要走得好。
If we want to walk right in the spiritual way,
我们要能讨神的喜悦。
If we want to please him,
你耳中必须要听见主的声音。
You have to hear the voice of God in your ears.
只有主的声音才是纯音。
Only the voice of God is pure voice.
所以保罗到晚年的时候，他就讲，他说今天神的儿女们的这个耳朵发痒啊，老是喜欢听那些好听的道啊，到处去听，听了半天纯音没有了。
So at Paul's old age, he also said, today God's children, their ears are itching. They always want to listen to some good teaching, and in the end, they heard nothing.
弟兄姊妹，你越多靠近主自己
，Brother and sister, the more you cling to the Lord Himself,
你里面属灵的胃口会改变
，the more your spiritual appetite will be changed.
属灵的胃口会变得越来越纯净
，and your spiritual appetite will become pure and pure.
我这些年我发觉，当我更多靠近主的时候
，All these years, I realize as I'm a more close clinging to our Lord.
我心中有个很大的愿望，希望多听见主的声音。
And then I have this great desire. I want to listen to the voice of God.
所以那个外面什么杂七杂八的声音呢？我都不太喜欢听。
So I don't want to listen to all those nonsense voices outside.
如果人要讲道的话呢
？If anyone wants to preach,
我喜欢听那个纯的道。
I want to listen to the pure doctrine.
希望那些真正的圣经话语的讲解。
Oh, I want to listen to the true explanation of God's word in the Bible.
那些什么哲学的、文学的、艺术的东西啊，弟兄姊妹，听起来实在不是味道。
Anything, any voices about philosophy, art, or literature is really nothing to me.
所以今天我们在主跟前，你要能好好的跟随主。
So today, before God, if you want to follow the Lord closely,
你必须学会听。神儿子的声音。
You must learn to hear the voice of God's Son.
这是我们今天在属灵的生活上面非常重要的一个学习。
So this is also the very important learning we have to learn, mastering our spiritual life.
我再说。
Now let me say this again.
教会历史是一个很大的一面镜子。
The church's history is such a big mirror.
告诉我们很多人的失败就是因为不听神的话。
Which shows us that so many people fail simply because they do not listen to the voice of God.
所以你看，当在扫罗王年间的时候
，In the days of King Saul，
我们读扫罗的故事啊
，As we read the story of King Saul，
我们都觉得扫罗这个人蛮不错的。
We would think, well, Saul is quite a guy.
我不晓得你的感觉怎么样。
I don't know how you think of him.
我读扫罗，我觉得这个人呢，好像并不是一个坏人。
As I read about Saul, I feel he's not that a bad guy.
看早年的时候，他长得又高又大。
Well, when he was young, he was tall and he was a big.
啊，那个扫罗找到他的时候，他很谦虚的，他躲了一个器皿里面。
When Samuel found him, he was so humble, he hid himself in a vessel.
不愿意做以色列人的王。
He didn't want to become the king of Israel.
所以他们把那个器皿里把他拉出来了。
And Samuel pulled him out of that vessel.
开头的时候好像他各方面都蛮不错的。
So at the beginning he carried out himself nicely.
但是为什么后来神把他废弃了呢？
And then why later on God forsook him?
扫罗王被废弃有一个很重要的原因。
The reason that King Saul was deposed.
也是一个很简单的原因。
There is a very important but also very simple reason for this.
就是不听话。
It's all because he did not listen to the voice.
所以扫罗撒母耳过去责备他的时候
When Samuel went to rebuke him
撒母就对扫罗说
Samuel said to Saul
他说扫罗啊
Saul
听命胜于献祭
To obey is better than sacrifice
因为那个时候他们正处在一个比较危机的时候 有腓力士人的这个军队在外面
They were in a very critical situation at that time because all the Philistines were outside trying to attack them.
他们等候撒母耳来献祭
And they were waiting for Saul to offer sacrifices.
结果呢等来左等右等的撒母耳没有来
And waiting upon waiting but Samuel never showed up.
所以呢这个扫罗就着急了
So Saul became very anxious.
所以他自己呢，他说我就上去献，他自己去献祭。
So he said, well, why don't I myself go and offer the sacrifice?
我们知道他是便雅悯支派的人。
We know he came from the tribe of Benjamin.
他不可以做祭司的。
And he was not supposed to be a priest.
结果呢，这个扫罗一看，撒母耳来一看，你做什么事情呢？
Samuel came over and upon seeing this, he said, what have you done?
他说因为你迟迟不来我勉强做了你看
Well, because you delayed in coming, so I forced myself to do this.
弟兄姊妹圣经记载很奇妙
Brothers and sisters, it's so amazing how the Bible records this.
他不献祭的时候撒母耳也没来他就献完撒母耳就到了你看
Isn't that amazing that when he did not offer the sacrifice of Samuel did not return, come back, but the moment he did offer the sacrifices, Samuel appeared.
所以在撒母耳记上十三章那里
So in 1 Samuel chapter 13,
撒母耳对扫罗说
Samuel said to Saul,
你做了糊涂的事
You have done this foolish thing.
你没有遵守耶和华的命令
You have not observed the commandments of the Lord.
因为你没有听神的话
Because you did not hear the voice of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
神就对撒母耳说
God spoke to Samuel,
立扫罗做王了
I regret that I have set Saul as king.
所以扫罗是一个失败的例子。
So Saul is an example of failure.
也告诉我们，今天在跟随神的事情上面，听命是最重要的事。
This also tells us that today, in the matter of following the Lord, hearing His voice is the most important thing.
撒母耳甚至说，这个听命呢，比这个献祭更重要。
Samuel even said that to obey is more important, better than sacrifice.
我们都知道，在旧约时代，献祭是多么重要的事情。
We all know that in the Old Testament, offering sacrifice is so important.
这个在以色列百姓中间，这是大事情呢。
Among the Israelites, this is such a great deal.
但撒母耳说，听命胜于献祭。
But Samuel said, hearing the voice of God is more important than sacrifice.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
Now, how important this is?
我在年轻时候刚刚出来侍奉主、啊、
When I was young, right after I came into my public, my ministry,
那个时候年长的弟兄啊
The elderly brothers
就用这个话劝勉我
exhorted me with this passage.
因为那个时候我一直想要为神做事。
Because at that time I really wanted to do something for the Lord.
一个年长弟兄跟我讲，听命胜于献祭。
So the one of the elderly brothers said to me, to obey is better than to sacrifice.
我们总以为啊，在教会里面有时候很多的事物好像是很重要。
We always think in the church there are so many things which are more important.
不是不重要。
It's not that they are not important.
但是重要的是啊。要听主的话。
The important thing is that you have to hear the voice of the Lord.
主如果没有吩咐我们做，你就不要做。
If the Lord does not charge you to do this, don't do it.
如果主吩咐你做，你就应当做。
If the Lord commands you to do it, then you do it.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
扫罗犯了非常大的一个错误。
Saul made such a big mistake here.
就是不听神的话。
That is, he did not listen to the voice of God.
这个不听神话的罪，在撒母耳眼中看非常的。
Now, this sin of not hearing the voice of God is extremely grave in Samuel's eyes.
你不听神的话，等于是厌弃神。
Because if you did not listen to the voice of God, which is equal to rejecting God.
弟兄姊妹，我们有儿女的人，我们常常觉得儿女不听话，父母很烦心的。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we have children and when they do not listen to us, it bothers us extremely.
其实呢，弟兄姊妹，不是年轻人。不听话，我们这个年纪大的也是不听话。
But actually, it's not just the young people who are not listening. We who are adults do the same thing.
啊，我们希望我们自己听神的话，我们的孩子们也能听神的话。
We hope that we will listen to the voice of God, and likewise our children will listen to us.
感谢神。
We thank God.
在新约的时代中间
，In the era of New Testament,
神透过他的儿子不断地对我们说话。
God spoke to us constantly through His Son.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们
，The author of Hebrews,
在这末世借他的儿子对我们说话。
In the last days, God spoke to us through His Son.
那么神是如何借着他儿子对我们说话的呢
？Then how did God speak to us by His Son?
啊，我想在这里有几件事情我们需要。知道的。
And I believe there are a few things here we need to know.
第一个，神借着圣经对我们说话。
God speaks to us through the Bible.
啊，我们说圣经是为基督做见证。
We know Bible is for as a witness for our Christ.
圣经是神的话。
And it is God's word.
但是我们头一天讲过，这个话如果在我们的里面能成为供应的话呢？还需要主再说一遍。
But on the first night we mentioned that for this word to become our provision, the Lord has to speak it one more time.
需要圣灵把主的话解开来的。
We need the Holy Spirit to unfold God's word.
啊，所以我们是需要读圣经的。
Yes, we do need to study the Bible.
用功读圣经。
And we have to do it.
你多读圣经。
The more you study the Bible,
神就多容易借着圣经对我们说话。
The easier for God to speak to you through the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，这是多么重要的一件事。
Our brothers and sisters, this is such an important thing.
那么第二方面。
Secondly,
因为耶稣基督呢，把生命带给我们。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has brought to us life.
所以神也借着生命的感觉对我们来说话。
So God also speaks to us through the feeling of life.
但是我们做基督徒有一个困难，有的时候分辨不出啊，这个感觉是出于主的还是自己的。
But then as a Christian, we always have this problem. So we cannot discern whether this feeling is from the Lord or from ourselves.
所以你的生命需要长大成熟。
Therefore, your life needs to mature, needs to grow up.
然后呢，还有呢，神有时候借着环境对我们说话。
And thirdly, sometimes God speaks to us through circumstances.
啊，神可以调动环境上各样的事物。来对人说话。
God can dispatch all kinds of things in around us to speak to us.
啊，在民数记里面记载着这个很奇妙的是，这个神有时候叫驴子说话。
In the book of Numbers, there's such a wonderful statement that God even spoke to man through a donkey.
啊，对那个巴兰说话。
He spoke to Balaam.
你知道我家里面养个狗啊。
You know, I have a dog in my home.
我们离开家很久了。
Sometimes we'll be away from home for quite a while.
有时候他就兴奋得不得了啊。
Our dog will be so excited.
有时候兴奋到个地步，他就咦，好像要讲话了。
When he saw us, he was so excited that he made that kind of noise as though he wanted to talk to us.
我姊妹就说，你看他要讲话了，他实在是，他两个眼睛瞪着我们，真的是想要讲话。
And my wife would say, look, he's trying to talk to us. Look at his eyes bulging out. It seems that the eyes were speaking.
我心里面想，哎，千万不要讲。
Then in my heart, I would say, oh, please don't speak.
因为我们已经有圣经、有圣灵、有主的生命在这里，不需要他讲话，对吧？
Because we already have the Bible, we have the spirit, the life, we don't need the dog.
神的确会兴起许多的环境啊。 对我们的心说话。
Yes, God would raise up all kinds of circumstances to speak to our hearts.
当然神也借着人说话。
Of course, God also speaks through man.
这也是神说话的一个很大的一个管道啊。
This is also a very great channel through which God speaks to us.
人为神说话呢，就是先知受膏说话的原则。
Now, man speak to God, for God, this is the very principle that when prophets with God's anointing speaks for God.
人必须学会顺服恩膏的教训。
Now men have to learn to obey the anointing.
然后呢，你才能替神说话。
Then you can speak for him.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Brother and sister,
凡是从恩膏里面所出来的话语，我们都要学习听。
Every word that's from anointing, we have to learn to listen.
啊，我们要小心一件事。
Now, but beware one thing.
因为今天在教会里面，我们发现有些弟兄姊妹们呢，他们很喜欢讲厉害话。
Now today in the in church we find that some brothers and sisters love to speak some fierce, very big words.
他们觉得说这个讲厉害话就是很绝对。
They say that if we could say these fierce words, then that's going to be very accurate,
absolute.
It carries spiritual weight.
但是你要小心。
But be careful.
如果这个话不是主叫你讲的。
But if this word is not being commanded by God to speak.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话你自己要承担。
Then you have to bear the responsibility of the word you spoke.
所以其实说话并不容易。
So it's never been easy to speak for God.
我说的不仅是在讲台上面。
I'm not only talking about speaking at this podium.
在我们平日的生活里面。
Even during our daily lives.
非常非常小心。
We all have to be very careful on this.
因为有一些的话是会伤人的。
Because some words do harm people.
基督徒弟兄姊妹们，我们为神说话是带生命。供应别人。
Brothers and sisters, as a Christian, when we speak, we should provide for people with God's grace.
所以今天我们有时许多时候需要听到。
Yes, today we do need to listen to the messages.
但是你这个耳朵要训练好，你要学会听神的话。
But you have to train your ears to listen to the voice of God.
这是非常重要的一件事。
And this is extremely vital.
一个基督徒如果能听神的话，
If a Christian can hear the voice of God,
弟兄姊妹们，他就会产生一个有力的一个属灵的生活。
Brothers and sisters, he will lead a powerful spiritual life.
约翰福音第五章二十五节告诉我们，
verse 25, we read,
他说人听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就活了。
He who hears the voice of a God's son, he who hears will be raised up.
所以主的声音一进来，我们就活了。
Once the voice of the Lord comes into us, we are raised up.
所以我们需要多多的听见主的声音。
So we really do need to listen to the voice of God all the more.
弟兄姊妹，一个人能听神的话，
Brothers and sisters, if a person can hear the voice of God,
他就永远不会灰心。
He will never be despaired.
因为你受主的话的支配。
Because you are being dispatched by God's word.
你不是受环境受人的支配。
You're not being arranged, manipulated by men or the circumstances.
今天我们走主的道路啊。
Today as we walk in the Lord's way,
多艰难的。
How difficult it is.
有许许多多的障碍。
Because there are so many obstacles.
很多的事情很容易叫我们灰心。
And so many people, so many things would despair us.
但是那些听见神儿子声音的人永不灰心。
But those who hear the voice of God's son will never lose heart.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
所以主是愿意对我们说话的。
Our Lord does want to speak to us.
另外呢，听主话的人，
Another thing is he who listens to the voice of the Lord can walk in the right way.
约翰福音的第十章啊，
In John 10,
约翰给我们看见一个很美丽的 一幅图画。
John shows us a beautiful picture here.
他就说呢，这个牧羊的人呢，走在这个牧羊的前头。
Here he says the shepherd would lead in front of the flock.
他也说这个羊呢会听牧人的声音。
He also says that the flock would hear the voice of the shepherd.
羊不会跟着生人走。
The flock would never follow a stranger.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是约翰给我们看见的一幅美丽的图画。
This is why John shows us this beautiful picture here.
但是有的时候在实际的生活里面呢，
But sometimes in our real life,
我们就发现好像很多主的羊啊很会跟着生人跑。
We find that so many of God's flock would follow strangers.
这个呢是一个不正常的现象。
This is an abnormal condition.
就是我们要做主的羊。
Brothers and sisters, we want to be the flock of the Lord.
你要常常听见主的声音。
You have to often listen to the voice of the Lord.
你知道主会呼 主的声音是怎样的一个声音。
So you know what his voice is.
所以当时以色列人牧羊的时候啊。
When Israelites were shepherding their
flocks. 他们牧羊有的时候是在旷野里面。
Sometimes they tended their sheep in the wilderness.
有的时候呢要进到城里面。
Other times they would go into cities.
进到城里面的时候有点麻烦。
Then there would be some problem here when they entered the cities.
为什么这些羊群呢要放在哪里呢？
Because where would they put their flocks?
他们城里面就有一个很大的一个场子。
So in the city there would be a big place.
所以每一个牧人呢都把这个羊啊放在那个场子里面。
Everybody would place their flock into that field.
所以有一个看门的呢，就把这个门关起来。
And there was this gate keeper.
那么第二天早晨呢，他们就要把自己的羊领出来。
So the next day they would lead out their own flock.
怎么领呢？
How did they do this?
他们也不能在羊的身上打什么印记什么的。
They could not branded any seals on the flock.
啊，因为这些羊啊，长时间的跟随牧人。
Because these sheep.Always constantly follow their shepherds.
哎，看那里躺了一大批的羊啊。
You see all the flock were laying on the field.
这个牧人一来啊。
When the shepherd came.
看见有些羊就开始动，在那动。
You will see some sheep started moving.
因为他认识他嘛，他认识他。
Because they knew him, the shepherd.
所以这个羊啊，或者拿个笛子，拿个什么，或者声音这么一喊，哎。有一批就站起来了。
Maybe the shepherd would cry out or made a sound with the flute, and at the sound, the flock would rise up.
所以这个牧人那么手一招，就一群就跟着出去了。
And shepherd, even with a gesture of his hand, then all the flock just followed him. They would never make a mistake.
弟兄姊妹，今天呢，我们要学会听牧人的声音。
Brother and sister, today we need to learn to listen to the voice of the shepherd.
很可惜啊，很多神的儿女们这个耳朵啊，这个不会听牧人的声音。
It's so quite a shame that so many God's children could not
hear
the voice of the shepherd. So they follow strangers. No, you cannot do this.
所以你的路就走错了。
And therefore, you have gone astray in the wrong way.
你只有听从牧人的声音。
Only when you hear the voice of the shepherd.
接受牧人的带领。
And receive his guiding.
那么你的脚才能够踩在牧人的脚中里面。
Then your feet will step on the footsteps of the shepherd.
所以今天呢，我们要走正路。
Today we want to walk in the right way.
我们要走在主的道路上面。
And we want to walk in the Lord's way.
我们必须走在主的脚中里面。
Then we have to walk in His footsteps.
彼得也告诉我们。
Peter also tells us.
我们要按照基督的脚中来走。
We shall follow the footsteps of the Lord Christ.
你必须要学会听牧人的声音。
Oh, you have to listen.To the voice of the shepherd.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
And how extremely important this is.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
听话呢。
Listening to the voice.
其实是顺服的一个先决条件。
It's actually the prerequisite to obey.
你要先听见了，你才知道怎么样的顺从。
Because you have to first to hear and then you know how to obey.
所以你不会听神的话。
If you don't know how to hear the voice of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
永远也不知道怎么顺服。
You never learn how to obey.
所以作为基督徒啊
，So as a Christian，
这个耳朵要很聪明
，Your ears have to be very keen，
这个心要很软
，Your hearts have to be soft，
这样的我们才能好好的跟随牧人的带领往前。
Only in this way we can follow well, in the leading of our shepherd。
从旧约到新约
，From Old Testament to New Testament，
神不知道有多少次的对着他的百姓说
，We don't know how many times that our Lord spoke to His children。Hear the voice of God, hear the voice of God, hear it。
神从啊旧约的一直讲到新约。
God spoke from Old Testament all the way till New Testament。
听话是我们在生活中间。一个蒙福的一件事情。
So hearing the voice of God is a very important thing for us to receive God's blessings in our life.
所以生命记二十八章。
So Deuteronomy chapter 28.
神特别对以色列人讲。
God especially spoke to Israelites.
如果你们能听我的话。
If you can hear my voice.
下面这个这么多祝福，我们刚刚读了，对不对
？And then we just read. It continues with all these blessings.
但是你要。在读后面的话
But if you continue to read on,
你看见不听神的话
You will see when you do not listen to the voice of God.
因为我们今天没有时间去读它
Today, because we're pressed by time,
我们也不想去读它
We would skip it. We don't want to read it either.
因为后面的咒诅的话很可怕
Because all those curses are so dreadful.
那个咒诅的话呢比那个祝福的话多一倍
Now, the words of cursing are one time more than the words of blessing.
所以不听神的话那个后面的结果是这个是影响很大的。
So if you do not listen to the voice of God, it would bring about a tremendous impact on you.
那么听神的话有什么好处呢
？Then what are the good things about listening to the voice of God?
神应许他们。
God promised them.
你们若听神的话
，If you hear the voice of God,
神就会使你们的光景升高。
God would raise up your condition.
高位啊。
Will give you this high position.
那因为这个高位不是我们地上的所谓这个权势的位置。
Now this high position is not a position of power in this world.
因为神要他的百姓 能够升高在地上的列国之上。
Because God wants His children to rise up above all the nations in the world.
可惜教会一不听神的话的时候，就落在了这个世界的这个列国的底下。
And it's shamefully, once God's children would not listen to the voice of God, His people would fall underneath the nations of the world.
你看在教会历史上告诉我们。
In the church's history we read.
当教会不能听神的话的时候呢。
When the church does not listen to the voice of God.
它就落到了世界的政权的管理底下。
Now, the church would be under the control of this world's power.
对我们个人属灵经历也是一样。
Now, as far as our spiritual experience is concerned.
我们希望弟兄姊妹，我们属灵的生命的光景能够越过越升高。
Likewise, we also want to our spiritual life to become higher and higher.
那你必须要听话。
Then you have to know how to listen to the voice of God.
如果你听神的话
，If you hear the voice of God,
说你的家里面也蒙福。
God said your house will be blessed.
啊，你的家里面的牲畜也蒙福，这个团面盆也蒙福。
Your livestock will be blessed. Even your kneading bowl will be blessed.
啊，神的祝福还蛮细的。
So you see how delicate our Lord's blessing is.
所以的确，我们过去常常碰见一些弟兄姊妹讲，一个人如果真正爱神、听神的话了，家里面的狗啊、猫啊都蒙福啊。
So before we were told that if a person really listened to the voice of God, loves the Lord, even his cats or dogs are blessed.
这是神的应许。
Because this is God's promise.
并且呢，你所有一切的事物，神都看顾你。
And God will watch over all of your things.
然后呢？神说你只要听神的话
And God says, just listen to the voice of God.
你出入行动都蒙福
You'll be blessed when you go out, when you come in.
有些不爱主的弟兄姊妹
Those brothers and sisters who do not love the Lord.
平常也不祷告
They do not pray usually.
一上飞机就开始祷告
But once they're on the airplane, they will start praying.
没有安全感对不对
Because they lack the sense of safety.
其实很简单你平常若听神的话，你不需要祷告，神保护你的。
But it's quite simple. If you listen to the voice of God during the daily life, you don't have to pray about it. God will keep you.
你若听话。
Now remember this. God said, if you listen to the voice of God,
出也蒙福，入也蒙福。
You will go out and come in, and you would all be blessed.
还不光是平安的问题。
And not only this problem of safety.
并且神说，如果你听我的话。
And God also says, if you listen to my voice,
我就是仇敌败在你的跟前。
I will make your enemy be defeated before you.
从一条路上是攻击他们。
You will attack them from one way.
从七条路上逃跑。
They would flee in seven ways.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
基督徒得胜的生活。
Oh, for Christians, victorious life.
在乎我们听神的话。
Depends on the fact that if we hear His voice.
我们活在地上，仇敌是何其多啊。
Oh, as we live in this world, our enemies are so many.
不过不要把弟兄姊妹当仇敌、
But never think your brothers and sisters as your enemy.
基督徒的仇敌是什么呢
Who is the Christian's enemy? That's the devil.
世界
The world.
肉体
The flesh.
弟兄姊妹们这些才是我们真正的仇敌
These are our enemies.
其他不是我们的仇敌
Anything other than this is not our enemy.
感谢神
We thank God.
神对那些听他话语的人
To those who hear his voice.
神就用他的恩惠用他的手来保护。
God keeps them all with His grace and with His hands.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们听神的话。
Today as we hear His voice，
不仅能蒙神的祝福
，Not only would we be blessed，
我们的听话也是个见证。
Our hearing of His voice is also a testimony.
当全地的人都悖逆
，When the whole world rebels，
没有人愿意听神话的时候
，None would want to listen to His voice.
弟兄姊妹，让我们起来听神的话。
Brothers and sisters, let's rise up and listen to His voice.
希望在这里得着一般听话的百姓。
God wants to receive a group of people that those people would hear His voice.
那就是美丽的见证。
And this is such a wonderful testimony. Let me say it again.
今天地上的教会
，Today's church in this world，
真正读经的不太多。
In it, very few would really study the Bible.
有很多读经的人呢，他也不听神的话。
And even with those who study the Bible, they do not listen to the voice of God.
所以你知道神的心何等的迫切呢
Oh, so you see how earnest our God's heart is.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们起来，不仅读神的话语。
Brothers and sisters, let's rise up not only to study God's word.
我们要听神的声音。
But also we want to hear the voice of God.
做一个听话的见证。
To hold out this testimony of hearing His voice.
所以这一次。
So this,
主给我们恩典，一同聚在他的跟前。
This, at this time that God gave us grace for us to gather together.
虽然我们讲到了一些比较基要的东西。
Although we talk about some basic foundation,
但是这些呢是重要的根基。
But all these are very important foundations.
弟兄姊妹们，今天主在地上何等的渴望。
Today, God in the earth, how much he desires to obtain a group of people with faith. God hopes that as he returns, he will see all his people full of faith.
Oh,
let us hold out this testimony of faith for him.
那么主在这个悖逆的世界中,
in this rebellious generation,
他希望得着一般顺服他的百姓,
God hopes to gain a group of people who obey him.
他希望他的教会像妻子一样顺服他。
He hopes his church would obey him as a bride.
我们要为主做
We have to testify for the Lord as this testimony of
obedience.
When the world does not want to listen to him, even when some of God's children's ears are itching, do not want to listen to the pure doctrine, let us rise up and hear his voice. And hold out this testimony of hearing his voice. Dear brothers and sisters, oh God has been truly so gracious to us. We have received his salvation. We have received so many of his blessings. Brothers and sisters, oh, may his will be done in a prosperous way. So may all these very basic teachings will become our solid learning for us before him. So he can entrust his heart to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
神得着信心的人, 神心中的快乐,
God would be very glad if he obtains a group of people of faith.
神得着顺服他的人, 神就有荣耀,
when God gains his obedient people, he is glorified.
神得着听他话的人, 神就心满意足,
when he gains people who can hear his voice, he is satisfied.
我们请低头这些祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主, 我们满心地感谢你,
oh Lord, we thank you with
你是何等的连续我们,
full heart because how gracious you have been compassionate.
因为你把我们拯救回来,
you have saved us.
你在我们身上实在有荣耀的心意,
oh, you have this glorious will in us.
主, 我们求你在这些最基本的事情上,
oh Lord, we pray that in all these very basic truths, lead us to learn seriously.
愿我们今天在地上,
may we, as we live in this world, we'll hold out this testimony of faith. We'll hold out this testimony of obedience. Hold out this testimony of obeying, hearing your voice. Bless your people. Before you return, may the whole world will be full of your glory.
主啊,
oh Lord, hear our prayer. In Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.